Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, mm-hmm. you know that I'm yep. working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. Mm-hmm. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
mm-hmm. I'll... The Bachelor?
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. Mm. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
I remember walking down to the beaches of paradise very pessimistic. I even told myself, just leave this place single. But as soon as I hit the sand, I was a nervous wreck. I started losing it. I was anxious, straight panic. And then, there you were. Brown eyes, beautiful smile. Curly hair. I took a deep breath. I walked over to you and said, Walls, I'm so happy you're here.
I remember walking down to the beaches of paradise. Very pessimistic. I even told myself, just leave this place single. But as soon as I hit the sand, I was a nervous wreck. I started losing it. I was anxious, straight panic. And then there you were. Brown eyes, beautiful smile, girly hair. I took a deep breath. I walked over to you and said, Walls, I'm so happy you're here.
Had to be done.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues, and what a treat Grocery has given us on this day. We, of course, are going to be talking about his his second wedding to Serena, but Jesus Christ, just the gift that keeps on giving. Very quickly, Grocery has become my favorite person in the nation. We're going to talk about all of that, of course.
I'm so happy you're here. I've just been repeating that to myself all day. Is that good?
Yeah, it's great. We're going to be talking about all of that, of course. And we've got a lot to cover because we weren't here last week. We took a week off. So we will be covering some of the news that has happened that we were not here to cover. And of course, we're going to be talking about all those parasocial plays, the news. We've got our screams.
The nation does not take vacation.
The nation don't take no vacation, but we did, kind of. At any rate, before we jump into today's Twibbon, this is, of course, This Week in Bachelor Nation. We do this at the end of every week, but our schedule is going to be changing very soon. 2 weeks from now.
Get ready.
When Golden Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise move to Thursdays, this is how we're going to cover it. We're going to do a recap of both Golden Bachelor and BIP that will come out the Friday morning after the Thursday night air date of that. So we're going to do our best to jam-pack it all into one show.
We do not abide by the lunar calendar. We abide by the nation's calendar. And it says episodes Friday.
Yes. And our Twibbons will shift then to Tuesdays. So they're going to be essentially just reversed order. We hope you'll join us for all that. But we also have some interesting merch here to discuss. We have some Dallas Source merch now available at gameofroses.co. It's designed by Ella Tolkien, as much of our stuff is, and it's beautiful. A giant glowing cross over the city skyline of my hometown, Dallas, Texas. I can't wait to sport some of this merch as soon as I get it. But please go check that out at gameofroses.co, as well as all of our...
The hometown of our nation.
It truly is. But we have all of our other parasocial team merch available there too. San Diego Crew, LA Icons, New York City Influence, Chicago Clout, Denver High, Nashville Sliders.
These turned out so well. This whole collection we have now, Ella Tolkien did an amazing job. And the Dallas Source one, I will say, is... worth the wait.
Indeed. And if you've been waiting to join the Game of Roses Patreon to dive headfirst into the pit, now is the best time to do it. Let me explain myself. You see, last week we did an episode talking about the Instagram rookies of Golden Bachelor incoming. If you go to Patreon, you can watch video of that breakdown along with all the stuff we're talking about on Instagram. So you don't have to go to Instagram and scroll through to find the pictures we're talking about. They're all in that video.
Try to keep up as when we remember to say the handle.
Yeah, exactly. That is there right now. Also coming up in the next few weeks is about to be a tidal wave of Clues Corner content.
Well, wait, next week we're going to do the one for BIP, the same thing.
Yes.
We'll have the video breakdown and we're going to go through all the Instagrams of all of the First Sand crew.
That will be available on Tuesday. And then starting that Friday, Love is Blind Season 5 comes out on Netflix and Clues Corner is going to be popping off with all of that.
What city?
I think this one is North Carolina or Atlanta. I forget where they're doing this one.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Because I think the DC one is the one they're shooting now. At any rate, that's coming out. I'm also going to be covering World's Most Insane Warrior, the toughest special forces military man on the planet, or whatever the name of that show is.
Is that the title?
It's called Machine Gun Dudes. How many bullets can you shoot? I don't know what it is, but it's military people torturing ex-Bachelor players Nick Vial and Tyler Cameron. I will be watching that as well.
We're going to see how that trio with JoJo Siwa develops.
Oh my God, please let that become something. But, you can also, right now, go into our Patreon and join along with me as I go back through Bachelorette Season 1. I'm about halfway through with that. All of that is going to be available within the next couple of weeks, too. But you can get episodes 1, 2, and 3 of Bachelorette Season 1 right now with my commentary, reactions, and adoration.
I lolled at the clip of you saying, that's a Dracula, 100%.
He is. I'm telling you, go watch this
this
shit.
It's about Dark Lord Harrison.
Yeah, Dark Lord Harrison in season one of Bachelor. I thought it really didn't happen until season four of Bachelor, his dark turn. But I think it was season one of Bachelorette now, from which came Bob Ginny. He was a player on Bachelorette season one. He became Bachelor season four.
I mean, if you think about it, he did another pilot, another successful pilot where he's the host.
Yes. I think his smugness, you can tell it in season one. Go watch Clues Corner. You can tell his smugness. It's beginning there. You can see it.
I hope you're isolating and enhancing that so we can really get a good look.
My technology won't permit me to isolate or enhance that, but I will be doing isolations and enhancements of Love is Blind season 5. At any rate, we got a lot of stuff coming out and coming up, and we're super excited about Golden Bachelor. I personally believe it's going to reinvigorate the nation. I think a lot of people who fell off during the bubble seasons, rightly so, understandably so, I think they're going to come back to give Golden Bachelor a chance, and I think it's going to be done well enough that it's going to bring people back into the fold. I can't wait.
I mean, after recording our breakdown of all the Instagram profiles, I was like, holy shit, there are 6 to 10 players I am super excited about watching.
Sweet Num's friend, like best friend, is one of the fucking players.
The Honey Bears. The Honey Bears are taking over Bachelor Nation.
Chicago Honey Bears represent. Speaking of all that, let's now move on to our first portion of this program. It is, of course, called
Game of Roses. State of the Game.
We have mentioned a lot about what is going on in the nation. We know kind of where we are now. Fleiss is gone. Many, if not all of his loyalists, gone. Has the poison been taken out of the well? We don't know exactly.
Are the sauce wars over?
Sauce wars are never going to be over because there's always going to be the narrative that any of this is real, that these people really love each other, et cetera, that they're not there for Instagram followers. That narrative is part of the show, and that will always be to some degree a lie. So I think the sauce wars will continue on forever.
Sauce wars 2, the sauce strikes back.
Maybe. Or maybe the tea gets in there. I'm not sure, but
the rise of walls.
Okay, I'll go with that. Sauce Wars 2, the rise of walls. All we know is that Fleiss is gone, many of his loyalists are gone, and the only evidence we have of how that's going to affect our beloved game is Charity Lawson's Bachelorette season 20, which by our standards, by our analysis, was one of the greatest seasons in recent history. Definitely the best of the post-bubble season era.
Something that really struck me today was we were having our weekly meeting, as we do, and the Dark Seeker still had this background of the woman in the audience who was wearing the Sex Week t-shirt at the After the Final Rose. And I was like, I was very struck by this because I was like, oh, we had that. And then we had Sweet Numbs, Brayden next to Rachel Recchia in the audience. We had the Council of Crowns. We had all... Like, it just had elevated so much in every single way that we had hoped. We really were optimistic that this season would bring us. And yeah, really, really just solidified that for me. I'm very grateful.
As am I.
Because this is our lives.
I think that the producers are doing a fantastic job, at least they did in Charity season, of turning some correct corners, reversing course on some paths that I think the show has gone down for a very long time that have been detrimental to it. And I think, personally, that Golden Bachelor, like I was saying, is going to reinvigorate interest in this show. I think Gary Turner and possibly some of his top players are going to become the most talked about people in reality television for a minute, which means all focus is going to come back to Bachelor as the pinnacle reality television dating format. With that attention, you're going to move into Bachelor Season 28. And that's what I want to talk about primarily to anyone who might be listening. That there are things that need to be done in Bachelor Season 28. Now, Golden Bachelor and BIP9 are shot. Well, I'm about to lay it out for, again, anyone who might be listening. These other two seasons are already shot. You've got Golden Bachelor in the can. You've got Bachelor in Paradise Season 9 in the can. They are editing, and yes, you can make a lot of creative decisions during the cuts to, you know, feature this player or that player or this thing or that thing. But the production of those seasons is done. Unless you want to really do some crazy Courtney Robertson Bachelor Season 16 shit where you fly players back to reshoot things that never happened, and they may do that, I don't know. But unless you want to have to do that, you have what you have on those seasons. 28, though, Bachelor Season 28, which is going to air next January, has not yet been shot, but it's about to be. Players fly out for Bachelor Season 28 in about a week, week and a half, and shooting begins a week after that, roughly. Okay, so again, to whoever may be listening, if you are in any way involved in shooting Bachelor Season 28, here's what you have to do. You need a superstar player. This is somebody that I don't know that we've ever even seen in a Bachelor show before. You are on the right track with what you did with Brayden. You feature a villain, You make them fun. You make them likable. You give them, I mean, I'm not saying that you need to give this next person the fimp necessarily, but you did do that with Brayden, which means you make them viable.
Why not? Get the most attention for it.
I agree. I mean, I think it's a smart move to do it, but what you're trying to build in season 28 is a player that becomes the biggest reality TV person of the year. You want a celebrity to come out of 28 to go on to bigger, better things.
I love that.
You have to do this.
Yes.
Because otherwise, if you keep it so insular.
Find a celebrity.
Create a celebrity.
Like a pre-celebrity. That's what I mean.
You make one.
But someone with star quality.
Absolutely. And I'm sure in your casting pool, I'm sure there's at least one or two of these players. All you have to do is support what their play style is, because these players...
You know what you want?
What's up?
You want somebody who is like going to come out of it as a star and is going to go bang an A-list celebrity.
Yeah, somebody who gets into like an A-list relationship is fine. That would be fantastic. But in the construction of this season, you need to do some very specific things to support this happening, because you want somebody to come out of the show that explodes into the world of reality TV that says Bachelor is now producing the next Kim Kardashian, the next whatever, that the biggest reality stars come out of Bachelor now. That hasn't been the case for a very long time. You need to take this top spot again. Here's exactly how to do it. You lean hard into something you already know works with Brayden Bowers. Fashion. There are going to be some players coming into 28, into the player pool, who are going to do weird things with fashion. Let them do it. Hmm. In past seasons, you have had players get tamped down, telling producers, I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to wear this crazy thing. I want to do this crazy thing. And producers say, no, don't do that, because it's outside of the scope of their control and outside of the scope of what the game normally is. Allow it in season 28. Not only allow it, empower it, put it on a fucking pedestal, give it screen time. That's what's going to make shit pop, because you've got this one opportunity with Bachelor season 28, I think, where, again, people are coming back from Golden Bachelor. That season's going to be successful. People are going to like it. And they're going to have that format back in their fucking mouth. They're going to be like, shit, that is fun. I do like watching the Bachelor date 30 women, game of attrition. Now let me see what the real show is, the one that's not Gary Turner. Let's see if it's better than I remember it. And you've got to make it fucking amazing. It's got to have big, larger-than-life characters, no bad intentions.
I mean, Paradise has to be that.
I don't know if that's true, because Paradise is a different format.
It's on right after.
Yeah, and you're going to have Brayden in there.
That's your best lead-in.
It's not really, though, because I'm telling you, people are going to watch Golden Bachelor.
From Golden Bachelor?
I personally think Bachelor in Paradise is going to have a huge drop-off. I think it'll still be successful, but I don't think Golden Bachelor, that audience, I don't think is going to carry over into BIP exactly.
You think that it'll be more likely to carry over into the next Bachelor season than it will into this season of BIP?
Absolutely. Because what you're asking with Golden Bachelor is also a low ask. It's only an hour. You got to watch this thing from 8 to 9, and then you can check out. At 9 o'clock, I think there's going to be a lot of people who are like, oh, fuck, do I really want to watch 2 hours of BIP from 9 to 11? No. Almost no one's going to do that. I mean, I think even hardcore Bachelor fans are going to be like, it's too fucking much. I'll watch that hour, and that show's good.
Am I going to watch 3 hours of Bachelor every night? I mean, I will be.
Of course, we're going to do it, but we're not normal. I'm just saying that, like, I think Golden Bachelor is going to do a very good job of teeing up the premise of The Bachelor again to people who have fallen off in the audience. And yes, I think they are going to be looking very forward to January, or at least give it a try.
Are you pro or anti? Corinne Olympios comes back as a veteran player on Joey's season.
Always pro. And that brings up a very good point. In season 28, you need somebody like a Corinne Olympios who bends the rules of the game. Don't punish a player for doing that this season, because that's the shit that we fucking love. When Corinne Olympios in season 21 fucking slept through a rose ceremony, everybody watching the show was like, oh my fucking God, I've never seen anything like that before. And it's not to say anything that she wasn't 4TRR or 4TWR or whatever. She just didn't adhere to this kind of unspoken rule that you have to fucking kowtow to the structure of the game. She bent it a little bit and we fucking loved it. Let some players bend the rules.
She was the star of that whole season.
Same shit.
Can't even remember who The Bachelor was.
Do it as a fucking homage. Have somebody sleep through a rose ceremony. have somebody fucking pick up the FIMP and walk around with it. These are like verboten things that we've seen done a couple of times in past seasons and players get all crazy and mad. Let that happen. Let players bend the fucking rules. Let the players play and definitely elevate whatever player is popping off that camera the most. Elevate that player. Build a deep run for them. We want to see as much of them as we can. Braden went home too soon, period. Keep mm-hmm. them in the fucking game.
The charismatic people.
This is the blueprint for 28 is pick a star and make them a fucking star that is bigger than The Bachelor. And I know that's a hard thing to swallow for producers because a lot of the producer tier, I feel like, still wants that control of the show. Still is like, this is our show and the players are beneath us. But that mm-hmm. that way of thinking has to change now because what you really want The Bachelor to be is the best reality show for developing superstars. You want it to be the place where big reality people are coming through.
You want it to be the must-see dating reality yes, show.
Because it's not right now.
Like, you have to be watching this show. Like, they have the best people. It's the most interesting things that are happening.
And I would even say, this is all the things that I've said now I don't think are big asks. I think these are things that are easily doable. It just takes a little bit of a shift in mm-hmm. thinking about how you're going to present the game and which players you're going to support. Not punishing villains, but supporting them. That kind of thing. But that said, you know, you're looking also at what they do in Love is Blind. It's at this point not even arguable. Love is Blind is the most important reality dating format. It has the most cultural impact, the most people watch it, et cetera, et cetera. What they do in that show, and I think why this is the case, is not only that it looks more contemporary, and that's a whole other thing, like what you're going to make this show look like, but they allow them to have conversations about things like abortion. They allow them to have real conversations. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a decision that the producers don't even get to make.
Things that people are going to be talking about around the water cooler.
Politics, social things, whatever. This is a decision that the producers of Bachelor don't make. That's an ABC decision. Will they allow these things on their broadcast network? The answer may mm-hmm. be no. Like, that may be an advertiser thing. Like, is Coke and Crest White Strips going to fucking advertise in a show where they're having a candid conversation about abortion? Probably not. So in that regard, you can't really compete with streaming. But something to think about is to have these more realistic conversations allow us to see the characters a little bit more developing through whatever they're talking about.
Make it more like modern dating.
Yes. And of course, we must say that the number one thing you have to do in season 28 is have Pace Case and myself host a group date that is us training players how to hooju. Then they do a hooju competition that's a play for time to get extra time with Joey. And again, we will do this for free. We will produce mm-hmm. the segment for you for free. We will come in. We will do this segment for you for free. We would love for you to fly in Kelsey Weir. We would love for you to fly in
Franco LaCosta.
We would love for you to fly in Kelsey Weir and the human skyscraper, Nate Olakoya, to be the anchor mm-hmm. For all of the players coming. And you can work out whatever deals you want to work out with them.
That's what people want.
We will come and do this for free, though. And mm-hmm. the embrace of the fandom is something that is starting to happen. We definitely saw it in last season, and it was fucking beautiful. And I think that needs to continue by having us host this fucking group date.
Legacy.
And that's it. That wraps up our state of the game. We hope whoever's listening to this takes heart. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll see some of the stuff actually implemented in season 28. But it's an exciting time.
What would be your boldest thing that you'd want to see?
Oh my God. The boldest thing? I would love to see somebody come up and take a rose off the rose pedestal in a rose ceremony before the name is called. Just walk up and take it.
And eat it.
Just walk up and take it and go like, were you going to give this to me? I bet you were. And then if it's a yes, it's like, yes, I was. You're super dominant.
Oh my God.
Something like that. But anyway, there's a great crop of rookies coming into season 28. Treat them well, producers, and have us on that.
Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt
the buttery soft comfort of Me Undies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with Me Undies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my, which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist-recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Group date. Now, let's move on. This is Bachelor Nation News. Of course, you might have noticed that we skipped Gains. We have no Gains to speak of this week. There is no program airing. Nobody's really making any kind of moves on Instagram or anything. We're going to start up Gains probably 2 weeks from now when Golden Bachelor and BIP start to air. We'll cover that. So let's get into this. First up in Bachelor Nation News, Grocery and Serenier are married again. Last year, the leader of BIP Season 7's gang of disgruntled females and his BIP Season 7 ring winner entered a legal agreement to be married at a courthouse in New York. But on September 2nd, they were married again at a star-studded ceremony in Charleston, South Carolina. In attendance were the Great One and his pregnant fiancée, Natalie Joy, the journeyman, Chris Bukowski, and his plus one, Anna and our 10 a.m. per Monday, Redmond, Andrew Spencer and his girlfriend, Becca Mitchie, Tia Wiener Booth, and the father of her child, Taylor Mock, season 25 FIMP recipient and former San Diego Crew All-Star Abigail Herringer was there with her facial play. Hair play paramour, young Noah Erb, as well as voluntary nudity innovators Mari Pepin and Kenny Brash, and the man who does his best to make sure no one in paradise is fucking boring, Wells Adams, officiated the wedding while attending with his wife, former Modern Family star Sarah Hyland. Congrats go out to the Maybelline spokes couple on the success of their second wedding. We cannot wait for their third.
Wow. A beautiful poem.
Thank you. I worked hard on that one.
I need a second. That was gorgeous. Speaking of weddings in Bachelor Nation, Bachelor season 17 standout, Gore girl Sarah Herron and her boyfriend Dylan Brown are officially married after 6 years of dating. Herron took to Instagram to announce the milestone with a caption that read, "On August 27th at mile 75 of the Colorado River, in 100 degree temps and a wrinkly wedding dress, my best friend and I finally tied the knot in our own perfect way. I can't wait to adventure for a lifetime with you at Dylan.H.Brown. Hashtag down with Brown. Hashtag elopement. Congrats go out to Herron and Brown on this next chapter of their story." Might see this come up again.
Up next in Bachelor Nation news, Hannah Brown is adding yet another feather to her already feather-filled cap with the announcement that she has inked a two-book deal to write romance novels.
Wow.
Yes. I know. I love this fucking shit. In addition to wearing the crown, winning Dancing with the Stars, winning Fox's Special Forces World's Toughest Test. That's the actual title of this show.
I liked yours. Biggest man on campus of the military.
It might as well be that. BiggestMilitaryHat.net. Hosting a popular podcast and writing a New York Times bestselling memoir, The Beast will join the company of Dark Lord Harrison in the ranks of Bachelor alum who are now turning to romance novelist with her first novel, Mistakes We Never Made, which is set to come out on May 7th of next year, with her second book scheduled for summer 2025.
Plot for the upcoming rom-com is described as follows. Quote, "Mistakes We Never Made will whisk readers away on an epic coastal road trip with Emma and Finn, two former debate team champions who almost made a series of mistakes together years ago. The kiss, the date, the party. Now they are suddenly stuck together for one wild wedding weekend. But when the bride runs off, the pair are tasked with bringing her home to us, and might just fall in love along the way."
The Beast growled about her love of novels, saying, "Reading novels has always been a favorite pastime of mine ever since I was a little girl. So this opportunity is truly dream come true. My hope with this series is to encapsulate all the things that make rom-com novels fun. Chemistry, friendship, road trips, with the emotional depth that makes readers feel connected and invested in the story. While this is fiction, I drew a lot of inspiration from my own life and experiences, which is fun for me to see sprinkled throughout the series."
Congrats to the Beast. We can't wait to read some of her prose.
Okay. I gotta say, I can't wait for this shit. I am always fascinated, as somebody who has written novels, for example, I'm always fascinated to see what Bachelor players do.
Humble brag.
Creatively. Yes, humble brag. Let me know when you're up to 5 novels, Hannah, okay? Anyways, I can't wait to read this, and I'll probably do it in Clues Corner at some point, as well as some of the Madison Pruitt book that's about to come out.
I don't know. I kind of want to wait until Ashley Iaconetti's reading it from a darkened stage on a group date.
Jesus Christ.
Do you think this book will make it into the document?
No.
Like, she'd come back if they do a date that has to do with it, you know?
You know, I don't think so, because I think Hannah Brown is, like, done with The Bachelor. I think she has successfully transitioned into...
She's on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
She's probably promoting the book in that.
Yeah.
She's got stuff to promote. She has to.
You're right. You're totally right. Yeah, I think we will. I think we'll see that same Dark Lord Harrison group date repeat, where they all have to write a chapter from a romance novel or whatever, and she comes out and reads it.
I love that. I think that can tell you a lot.
I agree.
Up next in Bachelor Nation news, season 25 Bachelor Matt James took to Instagram recently to support his mother, Patty James, after it was revealed she would be a player in the upcoming Golden Bachelor. Matt wrote the phrase, "I CCCUUU mama," above Patty's headshot via his Instagram story, adding a heart on fire emoji, all set to the sounds of Zaz snooze.
We expect Patty James to make a deep run based on her familial ties to Bachelor royalty, but we are unsure whether or not we will see Matt James himself in a possible hometown. James and his ring winner, Rachel Kirkconnell, were forced by producers to break up on camera in order to support the show's narrative, but rejoined a few weeks later and are still going strong today. They have each been vocal about how the franchise has mistreated them, which makes any further appearances in-game seem unlikely. But will they bring them back to the fold?
If she's in hometowns.
I know. Who else is that? It's his brothers there, but not him.
It could be. Empty chair at the table.
That would be so bizarre.
Aaron Rodgers style.
Speaking of Aaron Rodgers, did you see what happened to him?
Injury?
Yeah, I think career ending.
I did see.
I think that's it. I think we saw him.
But career ending?
Yeah, because he's old.
Oh, no.
I think he was only going to do one more season with the Jets. And then in the fourth play of his first game this season, he's tore his Achilles tendon. And that's it.
Hope they didn't pay a lot of money for him.
No, he did it for free. They paid an insane amount of money for him and rebuilt their entire team around him.
That's so tough.
Yep. Anyway, for any football fans out there or any Rodgers family fans, of course, we know A-Row Bro, Joe Row, now married to JoJo Fletcho.
Yep. And now for that time in the show. Walls, I'm so happy you're here. It's time in that show we go to the parasocial play where we learn all about what's the goings on and the technology and whatnot.
The parasocial play of the week.
It was the week of the Royal Grocery and Serena wedding, and there were parasocial plays to boot. Wowee! The Mother Laver saw Salesman Grocery posted part one of his vows to the Queen of the North, Serena, on Instagram, and it includes a bit about the resident pep talker of paradise, the enemy of boring players, and the couple's officiant, Walls Adams. In it, Grocery acknowledges, "Walls, I'm glad you're here." Wall play at the altar? Iconic. The caption reads, "Vows Part 1. Video camera emoji at Light Cannon Films. 193,780 likes for this post."
I'll just never get out of my head his little speech. The one that we did at the top. The one that we not only played the clip of, but then repeated ourselves. Just a beautifully written joke.
Mm-hmm. We transcribed. We read aloud.
Nothing makes your bride-to-be for the second time feel more secure in your relationship than opening your vows with a joke about the bartender of Bachelor in Paradise.
Where she thinks it's complos about her.
In a carousel post, Grocery also posted a photo of Serena doing tear play, reading a note. The caption reads, "Just a wonderful night," heart emoji. Third photo is a note Serena gave me with her number on it right after we got engaged. Got it framed because I'm super romantic. Camera emoji colon at Olivia Lee dot 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 WP at CJJANDA 315,464 likes, 1.2K comments.
Big numbers. Speaking of numbers, Gore Girl and all business style player Jason Tardik released an incredible parasocial play this week. An Instagram post of him and the tennis gazer of the Pacific and our next crown, Joey Grazia Day. The dynamic duo looked absolutely A-lister as Grazia Day sits courtside with his own hero player, Jason Tardik. Tardik captioned it, quote, "When your buddy tells you he's going on The Bachelorette, arrow emoji, and then becomes The Bachelor. Great times with the tennis pro at the U.S. Open. We love a coached crown reveal, and this particular one raked in 94,673K likes."
Wouldn't be a parasocial play of the week.
Yahtzee.
Wouldn't be a parasocial plays without talking about the great one, of course, Nick Viall and fiance Natalie Joy reveal the sex of their first baby in an Instagram reel where Viall popped a confetti balloon revealing pink confetti. The caption reads, "Baby Viall is a heart emoji." Is that pink heart emoji?
White heart.
White heart.
That's before the reveal. You have to watch the reel.
The reel has 134.6K likes and 1.3 million views, and we have no doubt that he popped it on the first try. Brilliant. That's a brilliant line. That's fucking A-level right there. God damn it. That's great. That's fucking great.
Gore girl Sarah Herron made a gorgeous parasocial offering this week. An Instagram reel about her recent marriage to longtime boyfriend Dylan Brown, starting with her limo exit on Sean Lowe's season with the caption, "I was searching for my fairy tale ending, dot, dot, dot. I thought it would never happen to me." And is followed by a clip of them eloping, saying that she found her fairy tale at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. The 4TRR Free Spirit tribute reel garnered 52.2K likes and 430K views.
The Golden Bachelor rookies have entered the parasocial chat. Season one rookie April Lynn Kirkwood made a funny reel about trying pickleball for Gary. In it, she repeatedly swings with a tennis racket at a pickleball on a tee in an athletic tot. The caption reads, "They say Gary likes pickleball. Don't let my prissy side fool you. Game on at Bachelor Nation, at Bachelor ABC, at Golden Bachelor ABC, hashtag Golden Bachelor." The reel has 78 likes and 6.2K views.
On his honeymoon with Hannah Godwin, All Eggs player Dylan Barber made a TikTok flipping off the camera with his new wedding ring, and then a close-up of Godwin swiping on her phone with her brand new wedding ring with the words, "TBT crying on Bachelor in Paradise and now we're married" on the video. The caption reads, "LOL, sorry, Reddit." This direct attack on the forums reeled in 110.4K likes and 1.1 million views on TikTok.
Jesus Christ. 1.1 million views. God damn. All these were strong plays. However, there can be only one winner. And this week, Scarf Captain, Body Glitter Player, and Dangle Nation Warrior Braden Bowers took to his Instagram stories after donning his new San Diego Crew hat. He tagged our Instagram and wrote, "Your boy has officially joined the pit. Opto 2023 has manifested some pretty spectacular events so far. We are so confident in it. We can now look ahead. Opto 2023 will turn into 2020 Gore, and we couldn't be more proud." I love this one. I love anytime a player is wearing some official Game of Roses merch, I'm going to be happy about it. But to even have Braden say he has officially joined the pit.
I'm going to recreate this look.
Yeah.
He's doing a little face play with the pink San Diego Crew hat. I have that hat. I can easily recreate. Just add some glasses. Would have liked to see some danglers in it, but...
But that was our parasocial play of the week. Congrats to Braden Bowers. And now we have to bring up those creatures, of course. This week, Caitlin Bristow enjoyed some Sunday football with Pino. Very, very cute parasocial work there. But there was something a little more interesting. A lucky shark got electronically tagged by parasocial powerhouse Blake Moynes and made it into the penis sculptor's main feed. In the second slide of a memorable summer photo dump, Moynes posted this video of him hanging off the side of a boat, tagging a literal shark with a tracking device. Outstanding wildlife work, very deserving of the parasocial creature of the week. And I believe this is the first shark who has won the award. So groundbreaking here.
And this video has a lot of musk and vask in it, too. You don't see that a lot in the creature post. Yeah,
most of his videos do. He's got a lot of musk and a lot of mask in virtually everything he does.
That's how you sculpt the best.
That is true. You got to have very muscular and vascular forearms and hands to be able to sculpt a proper clay penis on a group date.
Congratulations to the shark and the sea creature.
Nice. I see what you did there. All right, let's move on to that portion of our program where Pace Case and I jump from the top of a mountain deep into the bottom of a pit where we might find, just like they did in Mexico this week, alien bodies. Somewhere in the pit, there are alien bodies. God. Did you see that? The alien bodies?
No.
You didn't see this shit?
There's alien bodies. Is there a picture?
I don't want to derail our whole podcast, but this guy who's a journalist and ufologist had a press conference.
Ufologist?
Yeah, he had a press conference in front of the Mexican Congress where he unveiled two alien little alien bodies. Now, the bottom line is this. They look fake as shit. I'm not going to lie to you. They look fake as shit. The bottom line is this, though.
This is not good for the message.
This is
Do you think this is a false flag?
I don't know what the fuck it is, but I know this.
Oh, man.
A global government, a.k.a. Mexico, invited this man to come do this in a nationally televised press conference. Why the fuck they're doing that, I don't know. The bodies look fake, but again, a giant government was like, yes, we're going to do this.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I don't know. Anyway.
And speaking of screaming, our next segment is where we dive deep into the pit and issue forth our screams.
This is
Screams from the pit.
I can't wait to get to your scream, but first mine. And it's scholarly clues. Sorry to break it to you, but your girl's a scholar and she's reading a book, audiobook, The Measure by Nikki Ehrlich. And it is... You know, I'm walking around Vegas. I'm catching my Pokemon. I'm listening to this book. I'm listening at the pool. And suddenly, I'm shocked because the plot of this book is that every person in the world receives a box that has a string in it that says how long your lifespan is, basically. Mm. And no one knows what causes this or anything like that.
Nobody knows where the strings are coming from?
Mm-mm.
All right.
And they come to every person 22 or older, or when they turn 22. And it basically affects all of the society in all these different ways. And in one small one, I'm listening, and there is a bachelor long strings and bachelor short strings. So basically there becomes this, you know, I don't want to spoil it, but I thought this was an amazing... you know, minutiae in the book, they allude to it a couple different times, but I was like, this is further evidence that The Bachelor is like, is and can be the top dating game show. You know, like it is the thing that you use as the example when you're talking about this fictionalized society.
Yes.
And how they're approaching a new class of people.
I mean, The Bachelor is forever, I think, intertwined with American pop culture and really the identity of us as a fucking nation. Mm-hmm. It's, I mean, we've talked about this till we're blue in the face, but it's as important as the NFL and all of that. And if it can get righted, if it can get back in that top spot and kind of reclaim its dominance, I really think it's like sky's the limit for how influential it becomes.
Yeah, it just will always have the status as the baseline, you know?
Yes.
And well, it was awesome. And of course it was happening.
Yeah. And now I want to read that book just to read the Bachelor long string and short string. My scream this week has nothing to do with a book I was reading, but instead an event I was attending. and the outcome of that event as I was shot on video at that event. And then that video was played in a TV show called How To with John Wilson. I realize many of you were watching this show. I got a bunch of DMs about it. Holy shit, is that Clues? Oh my God. Yes, it was me. I was at this Alcor Cryonics event and John Wilson was there and he shot a bunch of video of me. And he and I got to talking about Bachelor. He's also a fan. And so he came to my hotel room and he shot a bunch of, you know, me looking through our spreadsheets and whatever. And this is my scream.
And whatever. You got so much of our whole
I was talking about PTCs and stuff.
I loved it. There were so many references. Yeah. You got Lukowski in there.
And my scream is this. I now have the exact same experience. Not the exact same. It's not as robust, but a similar experience to what players go through when they have to come off the show and explain to people, you didn't see everything. You just saw the edit, okay? I got so many DMs because I say at the end of the clip that they use, one of my quotes is like, how do you reconcile spending so much time in this thing that is bad? That's the clip that's in the show. And so I got all these DMs being like, what? You think The Bachelor's bad and da-da-da-da-da? You didn't see all the footage.
Oh, my God.
I was having a conversation.
You're defending your villain edit?
Yes. I'm defending my villain edit, yes. I was basically defining what it is to be complicit, that in all reality TV, we all kind of have this feeling that like we're indulging in this thing, giving this thing our time, that in one way or another is like, you know, in Bachelor's case has been racist for a very long time, that they are doing these bad things. So I was talking about how do you reconcile giving all your time and effort to this thing? And the end part of that, which again, didn't make the cut. I got, my edit was bad. It was that I said, you ultimately find that you love whatever you love about that thing. And for The Bachelor, for us, for me anyway, it's like the game structure. I love that. And I love watching players play well in it. And so by devoting your time to the study of this thing.
In the same way that people love sports.
Yeah,
that are-
exactly. And ultimately I said, so, you know, how do you reconcile putting all this time and effort into something that's in quotes bad is you find the thing that's good in it. And then you try to use your analysis to make it even better, to have some influence over the thing itself. That was not in the show. So I just want everyone to know who DM'd me saying like, what? You think The Bachelor's bad? No, I don't. That part just wasn't in the edit. I got, again, I got the same experience, or I got to feel
so funny.
Yeah. I got to feel like what it's like, I think, for a player, like at least a little bit, a little taste of that kind of thing when I got all these DMs flooding me being like, what? Why do you think it's bad? It's like, I
love that show. If you have the time, I suggest starting from season one and you'll be very happy. But Clues' episode doesn't come till the end of season three. But it's...
I'm in the final episode of the whole series. That's it.
It's amazing. Oh, it's done after?
Yeah, that's the last episode.
Oh my God, you're in the series finale.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's right.
Big part of the document, Clues. I'm so proud of you. I couldn't believe how many facts you got in. And you were just like, bing, bam, boom.
That's right. I was trying to get it in as much as I could, pack it in there. But you thanks did. To John Wilson for including me in the ultimate episode of his show, which is a great show. Of course, you can watch it on Max. You can watch it on Max if you have that streaming platform. Now, let's move on. And
it's such a unique like style of show.
Oh, it's all him. All him.
Yeah.
When I was there watching this, there was literally not a second that this man was not walking around with a fucking camera in his hand shooting stuff. It's just attached to his body. And that's like the feeling you get from his show too, that like everything he's seeing, you're seeing, and he's cutting it together in some kind of, it's almost both incoherent and completely coherent simultaneously.
You're
it's very
seeing,
strange.
Like his thought process and like things he's going through are reflected through these things. And like, it's really interesting. It definitely, I will say, it definitely made me not want to live in New York.
Yeah, I can see that.
I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah. He's always got shots of people in New York just like pissing on the sides of walls or like just doing some horrible thing. And you're like, oh my God, New York is hell
just
on earth.
Horrible things.
But to each their own. And now let's move on. We have one more scream here to listen to. We're going to play a scream from somebody who sent it in. If you want to send in your scream, you just go to patreon.com/gameofroses. join us in the bottom of the pit. You're going to get access to the Game of Roses Discord. In that Discord, there is a channel called Screams. You can upload your 1 minute or under audio clip of your very own scream. We listen to the best ones here and analyze them. Today, this one comes to us from Catherine S. We're going to listen and discuss. Here we go.
Hey, Pitt. So I was recently at a leadership offsite for my job, and we were at the nighttime portion socializing. And of course, I brought up The Bachelor. Unfortunately, no one was in the pit, but someone at the table behind me said that his friend was on that show. So I immediately abandoned the conversation I was in to ask this gentleman, who is your friend? Well, it was none other than Mr. Wells Adams, and it gets better from here. So apparently Wells and this guy, who will remain nameless, were close in Nashville but grew apart when he moved to LA. So I updated him, of course, on all aspects of Wells' life. I told him that Carl had died. I guess his dog and Carl used to play together. And he had no idea that Wells was the bartender or even was still involved in the show. Had gone back at all. Apparently, when Wells initially went on The Bachelorette, when he got back, he told this guy that if he ever goes back on the show, to never talk to him again. So anyway, that was the most exciting moment. And I'm pretty sure I manifested this because I've been waiting to have a scream for you. Praise be our beloved game.
Thank you, Catherine S. I'm glad that your dark dreams came true, that you manifested a scream for us. You've been waiting a long time to do it, and I think that is a scream in and of itself.
That's my favorite part of the scream, manifesting the scream. I'm wondering if I am doing this to myself now. I'm like, I believe we did Opto 2023, so now I'm like, wait, am I manifesting screams to put them into the podcast?
I will tell you about manifestation and the more woo-woo things in reality. This is my feeling on it.
Wait, what? You have a witchy moment?
Well, manifestation is, I would put it in the woo-woo category. I feel, as I'm getting older in life, and also science is kind of backing this up, we know that observation affects reality. Can we manifest things? I don't know. Or is it just hard work? I don't know. Or is it a combination of the two? I don't know. But I don't think that it ever hurts to really focus on something that you want to happen, some event, some occurrence, and try to make it happen. I think these are maybe intertwined. But yes, manifesting a scream is a scream in and of itself.
Okay, I gotta put more details into what I'm picturing for this Hooju group date, I think. What are you wearing?
Me? Who, me?
Yeah, as the host.
Well, I mean, I would love to be wearing head-to-toe gore merch, but I don't think they would allow that in the show. I'd probably have to wear whatever they want.
What about a neon green bodysuit?
Sure.
Because I just think that would be funny flying through the air. Because you're going to demonstrate, right?
I have to hooju?
Yeah, I thought we agreed to this.
I feel like we're more in like coach outfits. We're more like NFL coachy.
Okay, what do you want me to manifest you wearing?
You know, head to toe, black bodysuit probably with black parasol, black sunglasses, caked on sunscreen so that I look like a ghost.
Okay, yes, we both have black parasols. I like that.
Yeah, let's make it gothic a little bit. Why not? But thank you again, Catherine S., for the scream. We must say, all this information about Wells, completely unsubstantiated. We cannot support the claims that this third party has made about Wells in any way. But I will say this.
Wells, I'm so unhappy you're never texting me again.
I will say that the other part of the scream that I find interesting is that you never know when or where you're going to be sitting within the proximity of somebody who has a personal connection to the show, either by being on it or knows somebody that was on it or whatever. So always keep a lookout.
You might as well talk to every stranger about it.
Listen, I'll double scream you. You want another scream?
You on a plane?
I'm going to double scream you.
You got to see. You got to see who's connected.
Yeah. If Grocery and Serena get two weddings, I get two screams this week. Uh-oh. All right. Okay. I was in the back seat of an Uber a few days ago, and I get in and I'm just like, fuck it. Let's see where this goes. Sometimes I'll just try to do a cold pull into the pit, cold drag, sight unseen.
Oh, God.
And it turns out this was a dude, too. People. This was probably like a 30 whatever year old guy. And I'm just like, hey, do you watch The Bachelor? And he's like, I used to, but I stopped. After the Claire Crawley season, it started getting really bad. And I tried to come back in Matt James's season and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I totally understand. Mm-hmm. It's way better now. And this was maybe like a 30-minute Uber ride. By the end of it, we were listening to Game of Roses in his car.
No, no.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow. I would be so uncomfortable if they started playing it on speaker.
I loved it.
Yeah, but that's just why you and I are like yin and yang.
I suppose so. But thank you again, Catherine S., for that lovely scream, that delicious scream. If you or anyone else wants to send in their scream again, you just go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us in the bottom of that pit and fire your screams away. The Dark Seeker listens to them all. She just has a mind full of screams now. And gives us the best ones here. But thank you again, everyone, for tuning into This Week in Bachelor Nation. We're going to be back on Monday with Digging Deeper. We are going to be back on Tuesday with the Instagram breakdowns of all of the first sand players of BIP Season 9. We hope you'll be around for that.
This is a big gore week.
Every week's going to be a big gore week until about the middle of November now, because there is a tidal wave of shit coming. I'm going to cover it all, including also on Monday, the next episodes of me doing Bachelorette Season 1 and Clues Corner will be available. So tune in for all of that. And before we go, as always, what is that dwab at?
It's been 7,844 days without an Asian bachelor. Praise be Dark Lord Palmer.
Please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then please rate this podcast. Please review this podcast. Please get a friend to listen to us. And then